This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday. When we last we left you, Tony in Arkansas was going to share a story. Go ahead, Tony.
Tony, you were going to tell us about a killer whale knocking on your door.
Yeah, several years ago, my family and I were vacationing in the Florida area. And our plans was to get up and go to SeaWorld. Of course, we did that. But that morning, we was watching the news. And on the news, they were reporting how some man snuck into the killer whale complex overnight and tried to swim with the killer whales, Shamu. And, of course, the killer whale killed him because them things are territorial. And they wasn't familiar with him at all. And so we went and watched, went to SeaWorld and was going to watch Shamu, but Shamu, they said, was traumatized from the event. So we didn't get to see Shamu that day.
Did they not have another? Yeah. But you did. There was another whale that took his place, right? Or no?
Yeah. But, you know, they had other sea creatures in there that we got to watch and
right.
stuff. But,
so that happened the night before.
Wow. I'm surprised they didn't close the whole thing down, you know, just sort of out of.
Yeah, that's really sad. Tragic happened there. Where were we?
All right, Tony, you got a question? You have a question for us?
No, I don't have a question. I do have a little encouragement. Just wanted to let you know that I received today three cases of the Truth for Youth Bible.
Wow.
And I'm going to hand them out to a couple of churches in the area that I'm familiar with and have them do what they can do with them in the schools.
Tony, you've given us a good opportunity to remind people that each year when classes resume, we partner with Tim Todd. He's an evangelist of Revival Fires Ministries, and we give away the Truth for Youth Bible. It's the Holy Bible. It's a real Bible, but in the front there are comics that deal with drug and alcohol abuse, cutting, peer pressure, purity, things that young people are inundated with. And we give away thousands and thousands of Bibles. And the only caveat, a young person calls and gets one of these free Bibles with the promise that they'll give them away at school. Here's a number you can call right now. If you're a young person or mom or dad or grandparent, you can do this on behalf of your child. 844-530-8890, 844-530-8890, or you can go to tfy.org, and boy, this is an exciting opportunity for young people to go on campus and give a copy of God's Word if they see somebody in the hall or out on the playground. And go, hey, I got a gift for you, and watch what God does with that. He's promised Amen. His word won't return void, but it will accomplish what he sends it to do. Thank you for that, Tony.
Yeah, amen, and thank you for participating, buying, you because you can't, folks, you can buy, like Tony did, a whole case of those at
they're $2 each, so yes. They're just at cost. They really are trying to get Bibles on
buy a box of 50, right?
Buy a box of 50
for $100 plus shipping.
And that is Tim Todd's cost for the Bibles.
That's right.
You do have to pay for the shipping. But like Tony's doing, he's handing them out to churches, and they give them to the young people. In
that
the youth group.
Great.
And over the last, this is our 24th year of doing this with Revival Fires Ministries. And over that time period, we've given 1.1 million Bibles out.
Wow.
So that's a lot
Thank
of.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. That's a lot of lives impacted by the gospel.
Yesterday afternoon, 42,800, something like that. And today, Friday, is always the biggest day, hoping to do 65,000 Bibles. Yep. So tell your friends, mention it on social media. If you haven't done that, you can go to tfy.org, get your free Bible, absolutely free. With the promise that you'll give it away.
Amen.
TFY.org.
TFY.org.
All right, Sorry. Here are my three questions remaining. In 1861, Congress authorized the first paper currency in U.S. history. What were these bills called? Second question, by the way, folks, you can just Google these. They're very easy to find the answers to these questions. What is the actual name for the American historical flag that features a rattlesnake and the words Don't Tread on Me. There's a name for that flag. And third question, a Bible question. In the Old Testament, no one was supposed to touch the Ark of the Covenant, but one man did and died. Who was it? That's what I've got.
JJ?
Here's what I've got. First question, which U.S. state is known as the Flicker Tail State? Second question, nitrous oxide is known by a more common name. What is it? And I'll add one. What town in Oklahoma is Oklahoma State located?
Good. Good question.
What town is Oklahoma State
University,
Oklahoma State University located in? Yes, sir.
All right, my two questions that remain. What American athlete has won the most gold medals in track and field over their career? This is in the Olympic Games. Pretty amazing athlete. One of the just stunning the accomplishments of this individual. Anyway, number two, what is the biggest animal in the world? And the answer, killer whale, has been tried, and that is incorrect. What is the biggest animal in the world? Back to the phones, Ed.
All right, let's go to North Dakota, and James is on the line. James, welcome to Trivia Friday, and thank you for being so patient and waiting for us.
Hello.
How are you doing, James? Where do you live in North Dakota?
Jamestown, North Dakota.
All right. I've been there. Great area. Got to speak at an event there years ago. Wonderful folks. Home of the white buffalo.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Okay. Wait, so what
and
is that?
The largest buffalo.
What is it?
And the largest buffalo.
Right. Hey, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
Which one you want to answer?
The money one, in 1861.
Oh, okay. Here's the question, James. In 1861, Congress authorized the first paper currency in U.S. history. James, what were these bills called?
Greenbacks, I believe.
Greenbacks. That is correct.
The greenbacks.
Yep. And our money's been green, I guess, ever since.
Boy, that hung around because we called it that when we were, out there on the construction site.
But it was always coins before that, and then they authorized paper currency. Greenbacks.
Nicely done, James. What's your question for us?
Who translated Jonah in the New Jerusalem Bible?
Who what?
Who translated Jonah in the New Jerusalem Bible? Do I multiple choice to make it easier?
Yes, sir. Yeah, give us multiple choice.
C.S. Lewis, J.R.R. Tolkien, or... those two.
Translated it in the New Jerusalem Bible. That's a Catholic Bible, isn't it?
I don't know, but I just remember this trivia from one of our history books.
Translated All right. Jonah.
So I'm going to guess. I think the New Jerusalem Bible is a Catholic Bible, and Tolkien was Catholic. So I believe he was Catholic.
By deduction.
So you're going to go him?
I'm going to go with Tolkien.
Good. We'll go with Professor Ed. What's the answer, James?
That is true.
Wow. There you go, Ed.
A little deduction.
That's our
man.
That's our teammate.
Inspector Clouseau kind of rubbed off on me there. And
All right. Thank you, Brother James.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate hearing from you there. We go next to Ann in Arkansas. No, or Tom. Is it Tom in Tennessee? Or
No, Ann in Arkansas.
Ann, how you doing?
This is Ann. Hi, gents.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Gents, I like
that. Yes, right.
Hey, Ann. Ann in Arkansas, yes. Tom in Tennessee. You're not allowed to call unless your name is that's the same initial as your state you live in. Yeah, yeah. We got to stay with that flow.
Oh.
Stay with the pattern. So you were able to get through, Ann, from Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Tony, my fellow Arkansan. Wow, he's awesome with the Truth for Youth Bible.
Amen.
I know. Ordered two cases.
Three cases.
Three cases.
I think he said.
Yeah,
that's a lot of kids that'll
terrific.
Be exposed to the Bible.
Amen.
And 150.
Change lives.
Right.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
So I was going to do both this morning.
Which one do you want to answer, Ann?
Okay, because of my fellow Arkansan, I'm going to take a stab at the largest animal. See, I was thinking land animal, but he opened that up.
Yes.
The whole world.
Yes. Well, the biggest animal in the world, Ann, is what?
Okay, I didn't look it up. I'm just guessing. Is it the blue whale?
The blue whale.
Nicely done.
The blue whale.
Yes.
My understanding is that is the largest animal ever on Earth. I don't think even the dinosaurs were as big as
the blue whale.
Now, how do they know? Well, I guess Ken Ham knows.
Yeah,
I guess anybody does.
Because
he does.
How'd you know that, Ann?
Skeletons, I guess.
Just stored away back the brain somewhere.
Good.
But it just kind of gives me chills thinking how awesome our God is to create something
that
magnificent.
Yes.
Ann, I'm with you.
Okay.
I've seen the blue whale, and then it had a school bus, like superimposed, and that puts it in perspective.
Yes.
When you see how little a school bus is up next to a blue whale. Hey, what's your question for us?
Okay, I really think I'm going to stump you guys. Did you know you can do a float test to determine if an egg is fresh?
Yes, you can.
That's true.
That's 100% true.
Okay, well, let's see if you know which way it should go if it's fresh. So when you float the egg in water, is it fresh when it floats or if it sinks?
It's okay. We're going to talk amongst ourselves.
First of all, you're a desperate person.
What?
If this is what you got to do every morning, I feel sorry for you.
We got to
check those eggs, honey.
Don't eat that.
Tim always comes from a different angle that I've never seen coming. Whoa! That doesn't have an expiration date on it. Get back, kids. It comes in a carton. We don't know if those eggs are fresh or not.
All right, don't say anything, Ann. I think if it floats, it's bad because of the bacteria and the gases produced by it makes it float.
And the vomitorium and the gases and all of the yolk, the way the yolk does, coupled with the vomitorium effect.
You do not. I think you don't want an egg to float to the top.
Let's go with Ed. We could hedge our bets and we could do the other, and one of us would have the answer. But that sounds pretty. You're confident, so well, let's go with Ed on that. How do we do, Ann?
Okay, you get the ding, ding, ding. That's right.
Okay. Wonderful.
Oh, really?
So you don't want it to float.
You don't want it to float.
If it sinks, you can go ahead and have eggs Benedict, scrambled, poached egg.
Eggs over medium, eggs over easy,
eggs on toast.
Hey, thank you, Ann. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
All
sweet
right.
Sound like a sweet lady.
Absolutely. We go to Tennessee where Tom resides. Tom, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, it's an honor to be a guest speaker at Learning University today.
Thank you, Tom. We're honored to have you, my friend. Where do you live in Tennessee?
Outside of Chattanooga.
Okay.
That's pretty country.
Which side of Chattanooga?
The East Ridge side.
Okay.
Well, on the east side of Missionary Ridge.
Okay. It's a beautiful drive right through there. You know?
Kind of look down in the basin and see Chattanooga. That's pretty
nice. The Tennessee River runs through there and look out.
Is it the Tennessee River or the Missouri River? I always get mixed up.
I don't. It's Tennessee River.
And if you come through, they're really pretty. Ride to go on is there's a boat where you can take a trip down the river through what they call called the Grand Canyon of the Tennessee River, where it passes between Lookout Mountain, Raccoon Mountain, Signal Mountain, and probably a couple other ones right along there. It's a real pretty view from down
to
water level.
Do a little whale watching.
I remember hearing about that. Sarah Palin said you can see Russia from there if you're standing right there.
Hey, they still got Fat Man Squeeze there on top of Lookout Mountain, Tom?
Oh, yeah, at Rock City, you got a place you can stand in C7 states.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
right,
a good
Tom.
Pair of glasses right there. I want to go to that
optometrist.
Yes. Yeah, you can see it. Look out there and see them.
Ask an answer or both, Tom?
Both, please.
All right, which one do you want to answer?
The one about the nitrous oxide.
Yes, sir. Here's the question.
About the what now?
Nitrous oxide. Nitrous oxide is known by a more common name. What is it, Tom?
Laughing gas.
Laughing gas.
Or in some parts of the country, cackling gas.
Cackling gas.
I have a story about that.
I want to hear it.
About 30 seconds to tell it. One time I had to get a fill-in or something that required that
getting laughing gas.
That gas to be given.
Right.
And I don't know if they overdid it or what, but I started laughing. And every time she'd start, the dental assistant would start to do whatever, you know, to prep me for the
procedure.
I would start laughing again out loud. And this went on for 15, 20 minutes, I guess. And finally I had to leave and reschedule.
Are you serious? You weren't even able to get the filling?
No, I had to leave and reschedule.
Or whatever?
At first it was funny to her.
Yeah.
Then about 15, 20 minutes, it ain't funny anymore. Mr. Wildman, we're going to have to reschedule you. You're like, she didn't say it, but you're like costing us money here.
You're allergic to this stuff.
And next time you come in, you're getting the needle.
Right. Yeah, I'm thinking to myself, hey, you're the one that gave it to me.
I've never had it. I've never had the nitrous oxide. Yeah.
Tom, you had it? You had it before?
No, but I've got a serious story about that. That'd be a good warning for younger people. A friend of mine, just after getting out of high school, was working for a company that sold different types of gases in small and large cylinders and containers. And he took a little, about the same size of a cylinder, I think it was, at home with him, that was about the size of what some people that need oxygen take or carry around with them. But anyway, he was at home breathing that stuff and fell asleep with this mask on his head, and he ended up just nothing to fool around with, because he ended up dying. They came found him the next morning.
Mm. Wow. Oh, my goodness.
It
can be dangerous.
It can be dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. All right, Tom, where were we?
Did you have a question for us?
Yeah, I thought Tim might like a baseball question.
Come on, bring it. Both of these guys.
Okay. What four infielders, first, second, third base, shortstop, don't believe the catcher is included in this. What four guys served together in the infield together for the same team for the longest number of years?
Oh, that's a good sports trivia. Wow.
Well, that's a hard question, Tom.
How about if I give you the team name?
Okay.
Okay, it's the Dodgers in Los Angeles.
Okay, so the four, you're asking me, and what were their names?
The infield, yeah.
Yeah, right,
I think I can name it.
Let's hear it.
I think I can.
Yeah, you're good at this.
Is Ron Say the third baseman?
Yep.
Ooh. Oh.
Okay, is Bill Russell the shortstop?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're going in the wrong order.
See, I thought
he
was a basketball player.
In that order.
You want me to keep going?
Absolutely.
Is Steve Garvey the first baseman?
That's right.
You're missing the shortstop.
No, I'm missing the second baseman.
Second baseman.
Bill Russell's shortstop. Okay. Don't say anything, but Tom, just a second here. You got Lopez. Is that his name?
Huh? He pronounced it. It wasn't actually Lopez.
He's a Hispanic guy.
Yeah, it was Lopes, L-O-P-E-S.
Lopes.
Wow.
Lopes.
Wow.
Lopes.
Lopes. I am impressed. I'm impressed. Seriously.
Yeah. Lopes. I was bordering on Steve Sachs, who played second base for the Dodgers, but he came after Lopes.
For you to remember the infield all those years ago and know all those guys' names,
wasn't even your favorite team.
Yeah.
Well, I watched baseball. I was like a baseball fanatic for 20 years.
It paid off.
Paid off.
Yeah.
All those hours.
Did it really?
Yes.
What do I have to show for it? 61 years old. I answer a trivia question and you guys say it was all worth it.
Well, listen.
That's right.
All right.
We'll
good,
carry
Tom.
You out of here on our shoulders.
All right, Tom. Thanks for calling. We're going to repeat. We don't have time.
Because we're about it. Let's go
to the next caller.
All right. We go to Indiana and Blake is on the line. Blake, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Yes, I want to answer the question about the flag.
All right, here's the question, Blake. What is the actual name for the American historical flag that features a rattlesnake and the words, "Don't tread on me"?
Is it the Gadsden flag?
It is. It's the Gadsden flag.
Nicely done.
Right.
Excellent job. Did you have to look that up or did you just know it?
I had to look it up.
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
To encourage a little research.
That's good.
You have a question for us, Blake?
Yes, I was going to ask, does anybody know what the rattlesnake means on that flag?
Well, now, it was in 13 segments, so that meant the, referred to the 13 colonies. But it was a reference to the danger of stepping on the rattlesnake and oppressing the colonies because we bite back.
You heard one.
Something
we'll,
like that.
We'll all come together to hurt you. Something like that, Blake?
Yeah, it's the unity of the 13 colonies, that if you step on one, if you step on any part of it, you step on all of us.
All right. Good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, excellent Blake, job. Thank you. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
Did he have a question for us?
Oh, that's right. Blake, you have a question for us?
Well, he just asked it, didn't he?
Yeah, that's
right. Oh, yeah,
was.
That's right.
Yeah,
that
that's
the
right.
Dodgers what question.
It, hey, we've got, I think we've got time if we hurry to go to Audrey in North Carolina. Audrey, sorry to put you to rush you. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
The guy who died when he touched the ark.
All right, Audrey, here's the question. In the Old Testament, no one was supposed to touch the Ark of the Covenant, but one man did and died. Who was it?
Uzzah or Uzzah, I'm not really sure.
It is.
Nice.
Yes, excellent job.
Great that you're reading your Bible and know the Word of God.
Did you have to look that up or did you know it?
My mom helped me.
Good for her.
That's all right.
Good.
Teamwork.
What's your question for us, Audrey?
Do you know what happens to Siamese cats when they get older?
To Siamese cats? If they get really old, they die. Audrey.
Oh, that's sad. I don't want to end the show.
If they get really, really old, they die, and you have to bury them in the backyard.
Siamese cat. Wow.
All right. So we got a little,
yeah,
little
she's
time
to
here.
Talk
a little
about
time
the
here.
Siamese nursing home, and I don't know how much we really know about that.
Siamese cat. This is supposed to be a funny riddle.
Yeah, I think you may be right. Hey, we don't know, Audrey.
It's not a riddle. Whenever they get older, their ears and their tails and all of them, it gets darker and it goes down because their blood flow. It gets colder.
That's happening to my brother-in-law. So I don't know what the correlation there is.
Bye, guys. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hey, wait, Audrey, before you go, because we do have to go here in just a second, who's all that giggling in the background? Those... Your sister,
we're
your
loving
brothers,
it.
Or what?
My brother, my sister, my mom, and my other sister's taking
wonderful.
A nap.
Tell everybody hello. You guys have a great weekend. Keep that sense of humor.
All right, guys, I'm done with all my questions. All my questions have been answered.
U.S. State, known as the Flicker Tail. It's North Dakota. That's the Richardson ground squirrel. Very common. And his little tail is
I thought our
flickering.
Guy from North Dakota
I
was going to answer that.
I thought he would,
that.
Too. I was surprised. And then you two guys, what town is the Oklahoma State University located
Stillwater.
In? Stillwater. Yeah, Stillwater.
All right, what American athlete has won the most gold medals over their career in track and field?
Is that
Carl Lewis?
Carl Lewis.
Oh, Carl Lewis. Good guess.
Carl Lewis won 9 gold medals. He participated in 4 consecutive Olympic Games.
Wow.
84, 88, 92, and the 96 Games.
He showed those young whippersnappers what's up. You got any more?
No.
Hey, I'm going to be speaking at a men and women rally, Panola County Baptist Association, a meal, stand-up comedy by yours truly, J.J. Jasper, and a message Thursday evening, August the 29th, Liberty Hill Baptist Church in Pope, Mississippi.